Let me know your thoughts this morning, 0457 736 736, or the open line. Greg from San Susie's on the line this morning about the grand final. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Matty. Let's start with the grand final. Can you quantify the benefits to the taxpayers of New South Wales of having the grand final played between two Sydney teams in Sydney?
Well, they'll tell you you can. Absolutely. I mean, this is how sports go around the country and deal with governments. And look, I saw it, Greg, firsthand from a motorsport point of view in particular, where you can go along to a state and you say, we've got ourselves a national competition here, essentially. And if you're not part of it, then you're going to risk being on the outer of that. But also the economic benefit to the state is 300 million people around the world are watching this. Therefore, the economists, our numbers guys can work out that that's going to inject $78 million into the economy, plus hotel bookings, plus restaurants, plus transport, everything. So they do a number. There's an algorithm around it. God knows how you get to the actual number, mate, and how you quantify it. So my short answer to that is you can throw the number at them. Whether or not you quantify it is probably up to the government in particular instead of the sport that's bringing that event to that state. On the other side, however, Greg, what you can quantify is how much you get as a sport from that state. So if the NRL's getting X amount of dollars from New South Wales government, they know that number and they're getting it. Same from the state government of Queensland, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think it's a two-way street.
No, very not a two-way street. Second one, why should the taxpayers of New South Wales spend $300 million on a privately owned stadium that is Shark Park, a ground that they were given by the local council for a dollar?
Well, mate, I mean, where do we start with that? Where do we start with that discussion going around the grounds and trying to figure it out? I mean, the money's not there at the moment. The money's going to go to Penrith.
Well, that's it. I can understand that, you know, the basically the biggest ground west of Parramatta, which is a, you know, a fair hunk of Sydney, could probably do with an upgrade. I can understand an upgrade of what is almost a heritage listed Leichhardt Oval, and we've seen that there are some safety issues there. But Shark Park, seriously? This is a club that has had hundreds of million dollars thrown at it by developing units in around it. It's getting the ongoing benefit of the rental from all of the commercial properties that are going into stage 3 of the development, and they want $300 million to upgrade the rest of the ground?
Well, it's not coming. That's the thing, Greg. Yeah, I understand your point, but, I mean, at the moment, that money's not coming. The $300 million is going to go towards Penrith Stadium, which is smack bang in the middle of Stuart Ayres' electorate. So the money that goes around, comes around, is never going to flow to where we think it should flow or where a lot of people will think it will flow. Good on you, Greg. We've got a bolt, mate. Got to move on. Nice, busy start to the morning, but you raise a couple of good points there. Sharky on the open line is with us this morning from Nowra. Sharky, your thoughts on this one?
Well, I'm going to get very passionate. I'll start with the bloke you just rang before. Now, he's criticised my club because, first of all, we were given a ground. Well, hey, genius, the ground was a tip. The reason why the council give it to us, because they didn't see any value in the joint, you clown. Sorry, Matty, right? We spent a lot of money on that joint through whatever investment opportunities to survive. The reason our club took that ground, because I remember when I was a kid growing up, the club president saying to me, old man years ago, this will be the saviour of our club one day. Well, lo and behold, Matty, it was. That bloke who just rung your knees to understand. We sold, the only thing we own at Shark Park is Shark Park, the Leeds Club and the car park. The rest has been sold off to private investment. I think it's Brunstone, whatever it is. So we get no money. Stuff all money. This is about 2% of the income in rental payments. So it isn't really going to make us these multi-billionaires or millionaires that everyone thinks. That's the private company. What this has done, as I said before, is ensured our safety and ensured our survival. Remember St. George Bank lent us $30 million over all these years, and they were going to foreclose on us and close the club, and then we done this deal. So we're not coming out of this rosy. Now, Now, the federal government many years ago gave us $10 million to build that grandstand at the southern end of the field. Before that, the last grandstand built was Andrew Enninghouse's stand. God knows how long ago before that. So, mate, no disrespect to you, Shark Park has been grossly underfunded for a long time. Most of the funding went into it, the Sharks provided through their own personal investment and sponsors or whatever. So before you come on the radio, this...
No, that's fine, Sharky.
Yeah, that's good, mate. That's good. Let's not take Sharky down. Quickly finish what you need to say and then let's wrap it up, mate.
Well, the grand final will probably go to Brisbane. And I've got no problem with it because I know a lot of people have lost houses. And unfortunately, Mr. Berlandis, that's got to come first. Pull your heels back and wait another 4 or 5 years and you'll get your bloody money. Well, and Dorothy, why doesn't he not raise the salary cap that he's going to and all that money that gets saved can go to the NRL, can do what the AFL do and actually invest in a stadium that they can own?
Yeah, all right. Good on you, mate. Thank you for that. One thing that comes out of that is the passion about suburban ground. So I wonder if there's more passion around where the grand final ends up as opposed to, like you just heard there, a regular listener obviously all fired up about his own backyard and his own suburban ground.